Talking now with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. Ben, pretty good day yesterday at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Seems like while we don't have big numbers, that the demand seems to be pretty good.
It does. I mean, it's kind of typical for this time of year. We're not out of whack yet. They hadn't started moving those calves, and I don't think they will till it freezes, Ron. But yeah, market was. We caught that big bounce end of last week on the board, and it carried through to on Woodward Thursday, and it didn't slack off yesterday there in Oklahoma City. Some of those light wing cattle, you know, those four weights, they could be 20 to 30 higher than 2 weeks ago. I mean, there was a lot of activity.
What are you hearing from the guys you're doing business with, both the ones you're representing to sell their cattle, but also some of the buyers?
Well, you know, just Arkansas and Oklahoma and Texas, a big old area, is in a pretty big drought. You know, that's the main thing for the shippers. You know, and the buyers, just the guys that got the orders, they just seeing just a lot of demand, people wanting to buy some calves and some wean ones. You know, I really don't know what, you know, caused it other than just short numbers. And if it does rain, they're going to need several of them. So they just figure we need to go ahead and get a few while they're around and waiting on a rain.
I guess what they'll just kind of figure out a way to background them until maybe they get some pasture, huh?
I think so, the way it looks like, you know, because that board, you know, it's almost 249 there in January and about the same in May. So you can lock them up pretty good. And some of these grow rations isn't that high. It justifies what we're doing if you can keep them alive.
Right. So, you know, when we start thinking about that, I mean, that's probably helping put a floor under this market, isn't it?
I think it is. You know, the only thing it'll do is when we start seeing these swings in temperature and these guys start getting into some death loss and got full pens, you know, probably be some pressure on these fat calves and bulls. But until then, I think we're going to kind of roll along here and with the numbers we got until we see a freeze to flush out some of these soft calves.
That would probably also mean if you do some of the preconditioning, some of the value-added things, that's got to be worth some real money.
It's going to be, yes, I believe it will. Always it is, you know, and this time of year. But as good as these prices are, those guys can net quite a bit just pulling them off and selling them too, you know, so you can't hardly blame them for that, the way the labor is sometimes with
right.
them.
Okay, so let's talk about balance of the week as far as our country markets are concerned.
Comanche is going to be a little lighter. I talked to Peyton today. Had about 380 cows there in Woodward today, and Woodward will have a pretty decent run. Not going to be huge there Thursday, but I think we're going to just kind of float along here, Ron, where we're at until we get a freeze on this or something like that. Honestly, I don't think we'll have any big runs anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, folks want to talk to you, what's the number to call you?
Call me on my cell phone, 940-631-2333. We'd love to earn your business any place we could or any way we could, Ron.
Thank you, Ben Hale with Western Livestock. You can go over to their website, which is westernlivestockcommission.com, to learn more about all their markets. The commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Western Livestock, of course, the Comanche market, the Woodward market, as Ben has mentioned as well. Check them out, my friends. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.